Hi, I'm here in Aachen, Germany at EMIC, the European Microsoft Innovation Center. And today I'm here with Marcel. Marcel, can you tell me a bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Marcel, and I'm working here in the enterprise team at the European Microsoft Innovation Center. And one of our work is about dynamic service composition, and a smaller piece of this dynamic service composition part is about dynamic service selection.
Okay, you maybe want to tell me a bit more about dynamic service composition. What is that exactly?
Yes, sure. Dynamic service composition is. Let me give you an example. So let's imagine you have several services, like, for example, send SMS service from maybe three telco providers, and your company would like to send an SMS to all of their employees. They would like to select the cheapest one at a certain point in time when they have to send this kind of SMS to their employees. So they would like to select the service during runtime. And this is exactly what the dynamic service composition or dynamic service selection is about. It selects the service when the service is really needed. In this case, the one with the lowest price.
Okay, and how did you go about implementing this?
We implemented something which we call abstract service activities. So the idea is having a specialized activity developed on top of the workflow foundation so that a developer can use Visual Studio and the workflow foundation to do the development. And this abstract service activity, a developer can attach several services to this activity. He can add and remove services during runtime, and he can also specify various criteria for the selection process. And during runtime, the abstract service activity selects the right service based on this criteria. It could be minimize the price, maximize the reliability, or something else.
So hi, I'm Sebastian, and I'm also working on the enterprise team, and I'm going to show a demo about the abstract service activity. Okay, so if we come back to the scenario that Marcel described before with the sending an SMS to many providers, we can see first an application of the final result. Okay, so in this scenario, we created already a workflow containing this abstract service activity. And during runtime, the abstract service activity will pick the most relevant service. Okay, so we have here three providers, Contoso, Fabrikam, and XYZ. All of them are providing a web service for sending SMS. Okay, and the selection will be based on one criteria, which is the price. Okay, so here's a workflow we run in background, and we'll see in the middle here in the dashboard what are the different prices at some point and which one is picked, so that we can easily see what was the benefit of all this flexibility. So let's say we want to send hi to all of our employees, and we are going to start the workflow. Okay, and we see in the middle that for each colors represent one service, and we see the price are evolving during time, and we see here with the labels at this point of time we wanted to send an SMS, and we see which one is selected. Okay, so we're going to send five SMS because we have five employees in our company. Okay, so that should be it. And here we can see the different results. So if you want to focus, for example, on one service, for example, let's focus on Fabrikam, we can see that at some point in time, Fabrikam was the cheapest one, so it was picked. Sometimes it was not, and then another service was used. Okay, so if we compare the price of only using Fabrikam, it would have cost us 40 cents to send this four SMS. Okay, but using the optimal choice, it cost only 12 cents. So using this optimal choice saved 70% of cost for us. Okay, so the benefit of flexibility is really to be able to respond to market changing. Like if the price is evolving and some particular provider have a special offers, then it will dynamically adapt itself and pick this best offer. Okay, so maybe what we can do is we can move and more deeper and see as a developer, how do I create an application using this abstract service activity? So what we can do is we can switch to Visual Studio. Okay, and first what we can remark here is that we are in a normal environment for developers, so inside Visual Studio, and we can use the abstract service activity as a normal activity, so from the toolbox, and we can drag and drop it in the designer as a very normal activity. So what we can do is saying, okay, what do we want to do? So we want to send an SMS. So let's call this activity send SMS. Okay, and then we're going to start expressing what do we have as input and what do we have as output for this activity. So at this moment, we're still not talking about services and what provider could we use. We're just defining what is the business objective for this activity. Okay, so we have two inputs, the message we want to send, which is a string, and a second input, which is the phone number of the person we want to send the SMS, and we call the phone number. We're going to say OK, and as soon as we press OK, we'll see appearing in the property window two new properties, the message and the phone number, and we have to say, where do we take this value from? So the phone number here for demo purposes, it doesn't really matter, so we're going to use something random. And the message, we're going to expose the message as a global property of my workflow. And let's call this message to send. That should be fine. Oh, sorry. Oh, I forgot to. Okay, there is already one existing, so we just reuse it. Okay, so here we don't have any output values, so we don't need to address them. And we're going to say, based on which criteria are we going to do the selection? So here we're only interested in one criteria, which is the price, and we want to minimize it. I'm going to say okay. Okay, so now at this point of time, we already defined what do we want to do, and based on what do we want to do the selection. So for the business objective, we're already done, but now we need to say which is the list in which we're going to take the service from. Okay, so this could be something separated, so that we have here a clear separation of concern. So I'm doing the business and I'm creating my workflow, and then on the other side we have which service could be potentially fulfilled, my requirements, and how do I map what I want to do with these services, and this could be done externally. So we can add, for example, one which could be Contoso, and we of course need to provide the URL of the service. Is that okay? And we see there is a send SMS operation that we can invoke on this service. And now we need to say, how do we map exactly what we have as input and what we have as output with the concrete input and output from the service? Okay, so for this, we have a simple interface that says, okay, here there is two parameters, message and number. Where do we take this value from? And said, okay, we are going to reuse what we have as input for activity, and we are going to reuse the message here, and for the number, we're going to reuse the phone number. Said okay. And now we see here as ranking values, we have the price, which we defined before, and here it tells us, okay, in order to make the selection, we need to compare prices. So where do I take the price from Contoso? And here we have different possibilities, and one of them is I'm going to take the price from the metadata of the service using this endpoint and retrieving the price identifier. Let's say OK and press OK again. When I press OK, there is a file which is generated as XML which describes what we just created. So if we can have a look, we first said, OK, what is the target? So here is we want to call the Contoso service, this service using this operation. How do we map this from what we already have? Here we can say, for example, the input. Here is how the SOP message could look like. And inside the message, we're going to say, I want to reuse the activity input called message. And with this kind of template-like, we are able to express how the SOP message will look like and to generate at runtime SOP messages. And the last part is, how do we want to rank? So we're going to rank using the criteria price, and we're going to take the price from metadata exchange endpoint using the price identifier. Okay, so this is for one service, Contoso, and we can do the same thing for Fabricam and XYZ. And I already have a snippet, they can just put it there. Okay. And we have here Fabricam and XYZ. We can save this, saying that we want to copy this. Save and build the solution. Oh, of course. need to close this first. Okay. And now we have a DLL generated with an external XML file. And this XML file, we will be able to modify it at runtime so that we can add or remove services. And now with this application that we had before, we are now able to load this DLL containing the workflow. It will look inside the workflow which are the external properties, and we show it here. So this is the parameters of the workflow, and then we can run it and see all the benefits as we did before. And the last part is, now let's say we have a new service that comes in the market, like the ABC provider, and they also provide SMS services, and this, we want to add this to the list, then it's very easy to modify this XML file, add a new entry, and now without touching the workflow, without recompiling anything, we just need to modify this XML file, and automatically we can benefit from this new service as well. So as a summary, you can say that by setting all the services externally, we're able to give to our workflow dynamicity and flexibility that we need.
So Marcel, where exactly did this idea come from?
Well, this idea came from a project which is called InContext, which is an EU-funded project, a collaboration project, and we are part of this project. And Sebastian and me, we both worked in this project and developed pieces of our technology there.
Okay, and are there other partners involved in this project?
Yes, there are a number of partners involved. The key partners from our side are the Technical University of Vienna and the University of Leicester. And from industrial point of view, Converse, HP, and Electrolux are very interesting. From our side, Electrolux provided one of the scenarios. Another scenario is coming from the smart region of England, which is a local government there in England. They provided a scenario about organizing fairs and festivals.
Okay, and if anybody wants to find out more information about the demo that Sebastian presented or about InContext, where can they go to get more information?
Yeah, I would say go to the website. So for InContext, there is a project website available, and for all the stuff we are doing here, please go to our EMIC website.
Okay, great. Thank you.